Azure Document DB is a fully managed, highly scalable NoSQL document database. They have released a Hadoop connector which can integrate with HD Insight to combine the power of Hadoop with the schemaless document database. In this video, I'll provision a custom HD Insight cluster, run a Hive job on my Document DB data, display the results within the Azure portal, and delete the HD Insight cluster. Before we begin, I'd like to mention that I already have a Document DB account with data. If you are new to Document DB, please visit our Getting Started page. Let's begin. For this tutorial, we will provision an HD Insight cluster through the Azure Management Portal. If you are interested in provisioning an HD Insight cluster through the SDKs or PowerShell, please visit the URL below. Before I can provision an HD Insight cluster, I need an Azure subscription. If you don't have a subscription, you can get a 30-day free Azure trial. First step, in order to create an HD Insight cluster, I need an Azure Storage account. Click New at the bottom left corner. Then click Quick Create. I provide a name and a location for my new account. I choose a data center location close to my Azure Document DB clusters. Now I create my new storage account. Let's now wait until the status column for our new storage account displays the green online status. With the storage account created, I can create my custom HD Insight cluster. Go and click the Create New button in HD Insight's Custom Create option. I'll enter my cluster name. Check the cluster type and check the HD Insight version and click Next. Because this is a demo, I'll limit my data nodes to 2, and I'll choose the region that my new storage account is located in. I'll enter username and password. And connect the HD Insight cluster to the storage account created earlier. In the final step, I'll add the script action for Document DB's Hadoop connector. Fill in any name. Add the URI for the script, set the node type to all nodes, click Create. I'll fast forward as we wait for the HD Insight clusters to provision. Now that the HD Insight cluster is running, let's double check our storage account to make sure that a new container has been created for the cluster. I'll make a mental note of the container name as this will be used later in the tutorial. I'll now open Azure PowerShell Integrated Scripting Environment. I'll add my Azure account. I'll start constructing my Hive query. I'll enter my subscription name. My storage account, and my container name, which I've mentioned earlier in the video. I'll now fill in the HD Insight cluster name. I'll add the first Hive snippet. This will take documents from Document DB and insert them into a Hive table. Next, I'll enter my Document DB endpoint, key, input database, and input collection. The query will filter the documents to just IDs and timestamps for performance benefits. Next, I'll add the second code snippet that will map an output Hive table to a Document DB collection. Again, I'll add the endpoint, the key, an output database, and an output collection. For the final Hive query snippet, I'll group the documents by the minute using their timestamps and count the number of occurrences within each group. Let's finish the PowerShell script by adding the Hive job definition, submitting the job to the cluster, waiting for the job to complete, and printing the standard output to the console. Finally, I'll click the play button to begin the query. We'll wait for the hide job to complete, and let's fast forward ahead. Now that the job has completed, we can see the exit code is 0, meaning that the job was successful. We can also find the start and end time for the hive job. Now, to see the results, let's log in to the Azure Preview Portal. In the hive query, I filled in an output collection that does not already exist. Hence, we should find the newly created collection with the hive results. I'll navigate over to my DocumentDB account, then my database, and click on the new output collection. Under Developer Tools, I'll click the Document Explorer to view my results. The document contains the day, hour, month, and minute, as well as the total number of occurrences for that minute. We find that the other documents follow the same pattern. Finally, I'll head back to the Azure Management Portal and delete the HD Insight cluster. Thank you for watching this tutorial on using DocumentDB with HD Insight. Please check out our other videos. We are constantly bringing out new and exciting content. Also, visit our website for more information on DocumentDB.